It is the first edition for the 2021 football season of Austin Packer Football Rewind here on my AustinMinnesota.com. I'm Jason Brandt, sports director here at AM 1480 KAUS, and our special guest, as always, the head coach of the Austin Packer football team, Ed Schmidt, good enough to give of his time to be with us here today and through the season to talk about last night's game. For yesterday's game, and as mentioned, look ahead to what's coming up here in the next week. And Ed, great to have you back with us here in Austin Packer Football Rewind. And as we were talking before we came on the air here, if effort was the benchmark of how teams won football games, I think the Packers would have won by four touchdowns last night over Northfield, a whale of an effort by the guys. But you know, you got to give credit to Northfield. They put forth that kind of effort as well. And in the end, it's a one-point win for the Raiders. But I just, Ed, what was your message to the kids after the team after a tough loss?
Just what you said, that effort was phenomenal. You know, those, we had guys go home both ways. You could see at halftime.
Yeah.
Our guys are, you know, some of our guys are, especially our O-line, D-line, they were quite tired. So, you know, end of the game, they were, you know, very disappointed. I just told them that, you know, don't hang your head, you know, hold your head up high.
Yeah.
We played a great game. And, you know, we have a 24-hour rule here where you can kind of, you know, feel down a little bit for yourselves, but you know, by tonight you got to be up and ready for the next week.
Yeah, very much so, and even more impressive, I would say, Ed, was that a lot of guys were getting their first trial by fire, so to say, last night for your squad. You know, for an example, you know, quarterback Jack Lang, his first regular season start, his other start had been in the playoffs last year against Northfield, but that's just one example of a lot of guys that got thrown right into the fray, as they say, last night, and really responded.
Absolutely. I mean, Jack played well. You know, that touchdown run, he even faked me out. I mean, I thought he gave the ball, and all of a sudden you see him just squirt around the end there. And I always tell him, I said, Jack, you run really fast when you're scared, so stay scared. But, no, he played well. I guarantee you there's a couple of throws he would like to have back. But, you know, he's a junior. Like you said, first regular season start. I mean, this kid is a great kid to coach, a great teammate, and the, you know, sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, very much so, Ed. And boy, it seemed last night that Northfield was, maybe kind of overstating this, but a lot of one-on-one matchups, I just basically on the outside there, really seemed like they were really focused on trying to stop the run, and they had a tough time stopping Joseph Walker. We'll get to him in just a little while, but a lot of one-on-one coverage on the outside last night, it seemed. Were you seeing the same thing, Ed, or?
Yeah, we saw that in their film, too.
Okay.
And they kind of did a little bit last year towards the end of the year. It's a 3-4 defense, man coverage. And, you know, we talked to the receivers, you know, before the game, during halftime. Just when you get that, you know, that your number called, all you got to do is beat that one guy.
Yeah.
And you're off to the races. And, you know, a couple times it worked for us. And other times, you know, we didn't come up with the ball, but again, you got two guys at wide receiver, Manny Guy and Victor Idris, that are new wide receivers for us too.
Mm-hmm.
And this was their first varsity start, you know, as a varsity football player.
And they're just going to get better, Ed. And we saw flashes of that last night from both of those guys here. Like I said, throughout the game last night, and getting to one more point about Jack Lang, that like you said, that touchdown run that he reeled off. I find myself when I'm watching the Gophers with that read option look, yelling at the TV for Tanner Morgan to run the ball more, when instead just hands it off all the time. And obviously that wasn't the case there for Jack on that touchdown run. And if listeners are unfamiliar as to what he's reading, he's basically reading what the defensive end is doing. Is that right, Ed?
That's absolutely correct. Yep. If the defensive end, you know, what we teach is if the defensive end crashes down to take the running back, you replace that defensive end. So, you know, get downfield as quick as you can. You know, Jack isn't the biggest guy in the world, so I let him know that if he wants to slide or, you know, get out of bounds, that's fine. But the kid's a gamer. I mean,
yeah.
He loves his team. He's a leader, great leader. And, you know, you could see it that he wanted to score that touchdown to put us back ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. And he played like that last night. And getting to, I was talking about Joseph Walker, about 100, I think it was 165 yards rushing, two touchdowns last night. And, boy, he really stepped up on both sides of the football last night. And it seemed that you guys had a lot of success running to your left with Joe as both those, that's where both those touchdown runs came from. Is that something you saw in the film ahead of time, Ed, or is that something you picked up at, during the game that you guys would have success kind of running off tackle to the left here?
Yeah, that was like during the game, just kind of what plays are working. Our most experienced lineman, Andrew Sales, is on the left side. So, you know, you put him and Aiden Pepper next to each other, and we just got to steal that edge on the outside runs and then get up to the backers on those inside runs. So we felt confident that they were doing a really good job with that. So that's why we kept running that way.
Okay.
And Joe had all those yards and barely played, you know, probably half of the third quarter and, you know, half of the fourth quarter. He didn't even play offense or defense for us. He cramped up really bad. And you know, you can see our run game really went down after he came out. So he came up to me and said, "Coach, I got one series left in me." And he ran the ball really hard. And like I told you, you know, before we came on the air here, that probably the call that I'm kicking myself for, because believe it or not, we coaches make mistakes. And on that third down,
radio announcers third, make mistakes too.
about third and three, and you know, if I had to do it over again, I'd give the ball to Joe, and I should have just kept feeding him until he got the first down for us.
Well, and that's the you know, there sometimes the good part or bad part about football, that or other, you know, sports or life in general, I guess hindsight's always 20/20, I guess. But you know, looking on the positive side of it, Ed, boy, some really nice sustained drives in the game, and you had to be happy with those just to start the first half, 8 plays, and then of course that last drive, 15 plays in that last drive. But you had to be pleased with the way that, here again, we're talking about Jack Lang, the way he definitely stepped up in the pocket and scrambled for a first down, and Joe just getting enough yardage for a first down, but just, you know, coming through with clutch plays to keep that drive going as long as he did.
Yeah, all these guys are just great kids to coach. I mean, coming to practice every day is just, it's a blessing. It's a blast to be around them. You know, they do work hard for us. Like I told them after the game, now, you know, some of you guys understand what it's like to that football conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, running sprints, it is just not enough to, you have to really push yourself beyond that. And there's not always time. We can't just run for a half hour in practice to, you know, make them feel what the game's going to be like. So, there's times they're going to have to do things on their own to get conditioned and get ready to go. But, yeah, I love coaching these kids.
Well, that's as good as it gets, Ed. That, you know, the kids, like you said, they come ready to go, and then obviously put forth an effort like they did last night. That's all you can ask for. And but like you said, yeah, there, I guess there's kind of in shape, and then there's game shape, and sometimes it takes a little while to get into that game shape. And Austin is not alone in that boat. I'm sure Northfield and other teams are saying the same thing this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I talked to their head coach before the game. You know, the big difference for us is we have 58 in our program. And talking to him, he's got over 100.
Wow.
You
know? Yeah.
40 of those kids are freshmen. We have, I think it's seven or eight kids that are sophomore program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So numbers are huge, you know.
Yeah.
You could see that their nose guard was getting tired, and they had two or, you know, three other guys that they would, you know, bring in and give him a break. You know, we've got maybe one that we can keep yeah, pitching in and out and doing that with. So, but again, you know, I'm not trying to have a pity party for us. No one's going to feel sorry for us. And, you know, we just, where this program is going, you know, 21-20, we're in the game. We have every opportunity to pull it out. So to me, it's and that's third year here in the program. It's, you know, we're building in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Ed, that I was just going to say that very same thing. You guys are obviously trending in the right direction, and probably the best part of that is that, maybe guys that aren't out for football or maybe thinking about going out for football see this, and obviously they want to be a part of that, and that's, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I had probably three kids on the way to the locker room saying, is it too late to sign up for football?
Oh, cool. Yeah, there you go.
You know, we've got two guys that are injured. One is a starter both ways. He was just chomping at the bit to go put his pads on, but he's just not healthy enough. Another one's out for the year. He would have probably been our backup quarterback. He just said how bad it, you know, kind of stinks to sit on the sideline and watch.
So, yeah.
You know, we do have guys, you know, that'll be, you know, joining us a little bit later. So hopefully they see that and enjoy the experience.
Yeah, exactly. And then looking ahead here to next week, Ed, the Packers on the road to John Drews Field to take on the Rochester John Marshall Rockets. And I got to imagine they're going to be ready to go. Number one, it's their home opener. Number two, they're looking to get a really bad taste out of their mouth as they got ran over by a really good Mankato West team on Thursday night, 61-0. And I just, you know, obviously you're getting ready to break down film and see what the Rockets are all about, but I guess just kind of be some of your preliminary thoughts headed toward that game here next week.
Well, I've already been watching film for about 2 hours here, so you know, they're going to run the same defense that they ran last year against us. It's kind of a 4-2-5, 4-3-ish look, depending on how, you know, how we align. You know, against Mankato, they were playing, you know, really deep for the passes. I don't know if they'll pay, you know, play that like us, you know, against us. So, you know, we'll just keep breaking down the film. I've heard they got a couple guys, just kind of rumor mill, a couple guys that were injured before the West game. And like you said, they'll be hungry for a win and want to perform, you know, for their home crowd.
That's for sure, and we'll look forward to that game here next week. And then also, Ed, just finally here, looking at some other results from around the Big Southeast District. Two opponents coming up for the Packers later this season. Really had a shootout last night, Rochester Mayo and Owatonna. Mayo maybe kind of exacting a little bit of revenge on the Huskies last night. I think the final score was like 58-31 in that one last night. Again, quite the shootout. And also a new team to the district for football, Stewartville, moving up a class and made themselves right at home, the smallest school in the district. And they really took it to Mankato East last night. Just a couple of results. Also, Faribault winning by a big score of another opponent of yours at the end of the season, Albert Lee. I don't know if you had a chance to peruse any of the scores here last night, but just some of your thoughts on some of the results that you did see from last night.
Yeah, I did. I looked through scores on Friday night after our games to just see how teams are doing. So yeah, with that Mayo Owatonna, you know, I'm not surprised that Mayo won.
Yeah,
I'm kind of surprised by, you know, the amount. So, but again, I said before the year started that West Owatonna and Mayo are the three upper tier teams, you know, in our conference.
Yep.
So, again, not surprised. Faribault, you know, they're a good team. East, kind of thought this was kind of their year. You know, they have a quarterback that's going to play college football, you know.
Yeah.
So that score was a little surprising, but, you know, then you got Caledonia ended their 72-game win streak.
Yeah.
I mean, so the Stars must have been aligned last. The Grand Meadow got beat last night, which is
not only did they get beat, got shut out last night by Lanesboro, and you got to believe that the Super Larks had that game scheduled on the schedule, to say the very least, because Lanesboro beat them in the section final at Grand Meadow. And granted, the Larks had, I think it was six starters, I think, were out because of COVID. Could have been eight. It was a lot of starters that were out, but boy, they had to see, yeah, Lanesboro sending a shot across the bow of the rest of the teams, not only for that district, but Section 1 nine man.
So again, it's any given Friday.
Yeah.
You know, teams can, you got to come every week to be ready to play. So, you know, you're going to have a team in Owatonna that's not going to be very happy.
No.
like I said, Caledonia, I mean, that's a huge shocker right there. But
yeah.
You know, welcome Stuartville. It's always great to have another strong team, you know, playing in our district. And, you know, Northfield last night, their new head coach, Coach Ewell, you know, I went and congratulated him on his first win. And he's like a great young guy and, you know, trying to get his program built the right way, too.
Yeah, boy, no pressure on him or nothing. Taking over for a coach that coached for 32 years, so some big shoes to fill for him there. But Ed, great to have you with us here on the first edition of Austin Packer Football Rewind from recapping the game from last night, looking ahead to next Friday here on AM 1480 KAUS and also my AustinMinnesota.com. Ed, always a pleasure. We'll let you get back at it here on this Saturday morning, and we will talk again next week before the game against John Marshall. But have yourself a great Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great. You have a great weekend as well.